Ash Wednesday and all of Lent really should remind us of God's presence in our life. It may feel like there's an absence of God because we don't sing the Gloria and we don't do some other things, so it may seem like God is absent to us, and in our absence we long more for God or something, but actually it should be the opposite. It should remind us of God's presence in our life. And it demands us, Ash Wednesday especially, today to take a step back, to stop our activity, to stop our busyness, all those distractions in our lives, to remember that we are created beings and that we have a creator who created us out of love. Why oftentimes people would give things up for Lent or even take on new practices, prayer or other things, fasting, almsgiving, all of those three good things, but sometimes people take more things on, to help remind us. They can be good penance, and we can say that they're directed towards reparation for our sins or the sins of others, and that's good. But ultimately, those actions should remind us of God's presence. When I was a little kid, I loved astronomy. It was one of my favorite things. I grew up in the country, so that's a place where you can see the stars, unlike the city here. But I would sit and I would look up at the stars, and I would just imagine what that was about. So far away, knowing how enormous they are, the more I got to do some research, know a little bit about astronomy, knowing how enormous the stars are and how tiny I felt in relation. And that didn't make me feel bad. It actually made me feel better. The stars are like incubators in the sky, where the first heavy elements of all of our universe are created. So through their immense size, these huge, huge stars, we can't even imagine how big they are, the pressure of them collapsing in on themselves creates all of the heavier elements in our world. So all of the things that we're made up of and all the things that this whole, everything we can see, even the photons that are hitting our eyes so we can see things, everything is made in stars. The iron in our blood, the calcium in our teeth, the oxygen that we breathe, they all came about together because a star collapsed in on itself and burst out all of these elements into space. Millions, thousands, millions of times this happened. And there was a famous astronomer, Carl Sagan, which many people know, he was very famous on television, said, "We are all made of star stuff. We're all made up of star stuff." So for me, something like this makes me feel small again. It makes me feel strange and made up of all of this stuff. But at the same time, grateful. So grateful for the miracle that I am, that I just exist, and that you exist. And so how amazing is that, that all of this star stuff has been organized in a way that would support my soul, that immaterial part of me that knows and loves, and that God who created all of it chose to come to me. He chose to come in a time and a place in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, and he chooses to come again here at the altar to us every single day when we celebrate the Mass. We remember here. I'm beginning to understand more and more and become a firm believer that gratitude really is the thing that leads us to contrition. Gratitude leads us to contrition and ultimately repentance. When we try to white-knuckle our way through life, I think ultimately that's a hard way to do it. I don't know if it works that well. I'm speaking of personal experience. But gratitude leads us to contrition. When we're grateful for all that God has done for us, that he deeply desires a personal relationship with each of us individually, that cannot help but lead to us being contrite and knowing when we've done something wrong and wanting to turn away from that and being repentant of it and turning to what God does want. And so let's begin Lent today realizing who we are, both small and miraculous and amazing, and be grateful to God for simply creating us, for loving us into being. And let our gratitude help us to turn toward Him, the one who never turns away from us, and turn toward Him and away from all the things that distract us from Him.